Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel today is warm and sunny, perfect for outdoor activities. In Jerusalem, expect clear skies. Tel Aviv enjoys a mild breeze by the coast, while Haifa sees a few passing clouds. Meanwhile, Eilut is basking in sunshine with temperatures rising. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, just in, an advisor to Mojtaba Khamenei claims that Iranian strikes have killed or wounded hundreds of U.S. soldiers. Also, earlier this hour, Israel Hayom reports that Hezbollah's leader has criticized the Lebanese government, accusing them of aiding Israel. Also this hour, according to the Times of Israel, Israel-Lebanon talks began in Rome, with Hezbollah dismissing them as shameful. Separately, 24 News reports that Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey have condemned Israeli strikes in Gaza, warning that the ceasefire is now at risk. And finally, JNS reports that Smotrich and Strzok are urging the cancellation of a U.S.-brokered Gaza plan, which they claim differs fundamentally from previous proposals. Here's what people are saying online. Hussein Abdul Hussein commented just minutes ago, criticizing political rhetoric, saying it often prioritizes Palestine while claiming to focus on American needs. Hillel Fuld shared an inspiring story about Mayor Rosenberg and Oleg, who successfully built an electrician business in Israel, showing that determination pays off regardless of background. Finally, Belaz News posted earlier today about a potential agreement between Iran and Oman to reopen shipping through the Strait of Hormuz, which could enhance Iran's control over this crucial waterway. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the claim from the Jerusalem Post. An advisor to Mojtaba Khamenei stated that Iranian strikes have severely impacted U.S. soldiers. This comes amid ongoing U.S. airstrikes aimed at curbing Iran's threat to commercial shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. The claim, if verified, could further strain U.S.-Iran relations and impact regional stability. Turning to the comments from Hezbollah, Israel Hayom reported that Hezbollah's leader criticized Lebanese government negotiations, accusing them of benefiting Israel politically. This statement underscores Hezbollah's continued opposition to any engagement perceived as favorable to Israel, potentially escalating tensions within Lebanon. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel noted that Israel-Lebanon talks have started in Rome. Hezbollah dismissed these discussions as bringing shame, reflecting deep divisions on the peace process. These talks aim to address long-standing disputes, but Hezbollah's stance could hinder progress. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News highlighted condemnations from Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey over Israeli strikes in Gaza. They warned that any further action could jeopardize the fragile ceasefire. This highlights the delicate balance in maintaining peace and the potential for renewed conflict. Finally, from JNS, we hear that Smotrich and Strzok are advocating for the cancellation of a U.S.-brokered Gaza plan. They argue that the plan, which is fundamentally different from previous proposals, fails to address key security concerns. This reflects the ongoing debate within Israel on how best to address the situation in Gaza. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that $250 million has flowed to organizations in the U.S. that incite against Israel, according to a study by the Diaspora Ministry. This revelation raises concerns about the funding of anti-Israel activities abroad. Separately, Globes notes that Wix has exceeded analysts' expectations on revenue and earnings, despite recent layoffs. The company reported nearly 15% growth, showing resilience in the tech sector. And finally, Mariv Business covers the Knesset's decision to convert empty office spaces into apartments. This move aims to address the housing shortage, but faces challenges due to high costs and engineering complexities. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.